This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
New York City shut down its gyms, as in its workout areas, because people could supposedly die from the continued spread of Wuhan, a.k.a. the Chinese virus. It was the mayor, Wilhelm de Blasio, who made this decision. Then de Blasio went to the gym. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to it. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. But what's something you can't do after issuing the edict that you cannot go to the gym, shutting down the gyms, what does the hell dictator Wilhelm de Blasio do? He goes to the gym. And here's how he rationalized his reason for going to the gym.
I did not for a moment think there was anything problematic because I knew the dynamics. And again, I have to stay healthy so I can make the decisions for the people of the city.
That's right, New Yorkers. De Blasio is more important than you. He must go to the gym because his health, his ability to perform is important. Yours is not. After all, he is the mayor of New York City, and you are not. I mean, can you get more blatantly elitist than a guy saying to you, hey, listen, I'm going to go out and I'll eat at a restaurant because I'm too busy to cook, but here, I'm going to close the restaurants for you. I'm going to go to the gym because I need to have my health, but you can't. Oh, hey, listen, I'm going to have armed security to protect me, but you can't have your guns. Oh, I'm going to send my kids to private school or to the schools of my choice, but you're going to go to the school that we assign you. Do I need to go on, America, for those of you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? I feel like I need to preach. See, that's how elitists are. These are the people that tell you Donald Trump is a dictator. And then what's this guy do? He tells you what you can and can't do. Who? What about his predecessor? Hey, listen, you can't have that 32-ounce drink. It's bad for you. Now, he can drink whatever he wants. He can use whatever he... Oh, did we talk about global climate change? Listen, you need to watch your global footprint, right? Your carbon footprint. Well, what do? They fly around in private jets. They get driven around in big, fat cars. They don't take public transportation. They don't do anything that they tell you you need to do. And this is a perfect example. Don't let me go all William Shatner on you, but I will if I need to. Bones, get us to Warp 3. See, this is the problem with the left, is they tell you who they are to your face. And then they go call somebody else. Yeah. Oh, that Donald Trump, well, he's a dictator. Well, what are you, de Blasio? Because you certainly are a hypocrite. Why can't you work out at home? Why can't you eat at home? Why can't you do press conferences from home? Stay out of the public like he's asking everybody else. Not asking. Excuse me. Not asking. Telling you. Creating a ghost town. That's what these people do. Oh, my gosh. So along with all of this, de Blasio and the mayor, what's his name, Pritzker? I call him Prickster, of Illinois, saying Donald Trump hasn't done anything for us. What's he done? He's done nothing. Well, everybody doesn't agree. In fact, here's Dana Bash talking about Donald Trump. This is CNN, people.
I mean, look, this is just coming back to where this conversation started after the press conference. I hear what Sanjay is saying about Tony Fauci giving, you know, a little bit more wiggle room than others. But if you look at the big picture, this was remarkable from the President of the United States. This is a nonpartisan, this is an important thing to note and to applaud from an American standpoint, from a human standpoint. He is being the kind of leader that people need, at least in tone, today and yesterday, in tone that people need and want and yearn for in times of crisis and uncertainty. So we're...
I know. Dana Bash, CNN. Welcome back, everybody. Dana Bash is CNN. Not barely praising the president, not alluding that maybe he was okay or whatever. No, saying he was remarkable. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show.com. He was remarkable, she said. She remarked that he was remarkable. It was his leadership and his tone. And as I said earlier with in another program, Dick Morris said President Trump didn't beat up anybody who disagreed with him. All he did was say, look, we are all one America. We're going to respond to this. We're going to make sure people are alive and well. And that's that. He's not nitpicking. He's not going after anybody. And what is CNN's? Oh, my gosh. Look at his tone. It's not just his tone, though. It's his actions. Leading back to the very first thing that he did when he stopped the flights. Now, here's what people... Oh, he was separating families from their children. Because the left don't want to cut him any slack. But here's what's funny. They're starting to cut him slack. Oh, don't get excited. No. Don't get excited. This ain't your wedding night. Don't get excited. It's only temporary. And I'll be honest with you. It's got me a little curious because Gavin Newsom complimented the president. The governor of California, Kate, complimented the president. Mario Cuomo, we're going to play Cuomo's quote when we come back, complimented the president. And I'm going, what? Who came and brought dirty pictures of these people with barnyard animals? Because these people do not compliment the president. And I'm not talking about just, oh, hey, listen, he's done an okay job. They are pushing back against their own Democratic Party narrative. What's Pelosi, Schumer, and that ilk? What are they thinking when this all changes? When this, it isn't going to go sideways. These people are on record of saying the president has done a phenomenal job. And oh, by the way, for those of you who may not be paying attention, we're not dying in pandemic numbers.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work. Sorry, I'm late. Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Wuhan updates. Wuhan Chinese coronavirus, whatever you want to call it. I refuse to call it COVID-19. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com or thekevinjacksonshow.com. 844-551-8255. With all the accusations of racism since President Trump called this virus what it is. He called it the Chinese virus. It wasn't done haphazardly. I said this the other day. President Trump knew exactly what he was doing when he called this the Chinese virus. Nothing is uncalculated with this man. And the reason why he did it is because the Chinese are trying to spin this. And people on the left, those who want to gain from this politically, have accused the president of making this racist. This virus, as you all know, started in the Wuhan province of China. How it leaked out, got out, leapt out, I don't really care. But it is the Chinese virus that is now infecting the entire world. Infecting all of us, to some degree. It's not nearly as bad as they've made it. And by the way, it wouldn't even be as bad as it is right now had the Chinese done what they were supposed to do, which is you know, let people know it's out there. We're going to quarantine. We're going to contain, blah, 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 stop flights, etc. But they didn't do that. The reason why Italy is struggling so much is Italy has 100,000 Chinese in the northern province of Italy and these building factories there, and they didn't stop these flights. And that's why the Italians are having this outbreak. It's not all over the country. It's in a specific area where there is a heavy Chinese population, people going back and forth with the Chinese Wuhan virus. Anyway, the president called it this, and the leftists lost their mind. So one of my friends said, Kevin, hey, I'm just curious. I'm asking for a friend. Can we still say Chinese food? And I said, I don't know. You know, you got to check with the textbook. You never know with leftists. See, there's Italian food, German food. I'm not a fan of German food. But Italian food I like. German, I don't like German. Chinese, Japanese food, yeah, all of it. Korean. Is that suddenly going to all be racist because we can't say the Chinese virus that originated in China? If it were the Italian virus, we would say, if it originated in Italy, we would call it the Italian virus. And I'd still be okay with my Guido Guapo friends, whatever, you know, my Italians want me to call them. I call them Guidos. I'd be okay with them. Still. I'd still go and eat Italian food. I'd still make fun of them for all being mafiosos or talking like this here from New York. You know, the New York Italian guys. Yeah, Kev, what's up, you eggplant? That's a derogatory term for black people that I just used on myself. It's okay, radio. He's officially black. It's all right. Well, he's 79% black. I'm 11% Irish, and I didn't get to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Not that I would, but neither did you. So I'm not jealous. I'm not mad at you. Anyway, the Wuhan virus. I'm going to get back to what I was talking about before, which is these people praising the president. Dana Bash saying things like remarkable. She used that word. His leadership and tone. They wanted Donald Trump to go completely crazy and these stupid leftists and this and these Democrats. They are trying to stop him. But he didn't do that. Donald Trump said, look, you're not going to get me to not focus on what's best for America. And oh, by the way, I've already predicted this. He's not going to let China get away with it. And one of the things that he did, the very first shot across the bow for China was calling it the Chinese virus. And he's going to get his pound of flesh. He's going to get it. Let me tell you how he's going to get it. Then I'll go back to, well, maybe we'll play this clip. He's going to get it through the economy. He's going to get it. China's trade is practically stopped, but Donald Trump's going to use this opportunity to move even more manufacturing back to the United States. Manufacturing of medicine and other critical areas. What better? He's going to use it to stop the border. You know, this border crisis. Right now, China has a huge number of people that come to America just to have babies. He plugged that gap. And finally, he's going to hurt the Chinese economy. You're going to get your money back. Oh, you're going to get your money back. They're saying that it's $1 trillion that we estimated that we've put into this thing. I don't know if that's true or not, but $1 trillion that this could hurt our economy. The president's already saying we're going to be giving money to people who need it. I don't need any money for have I lost some money? Probably. I know this. We canceled an event I had already paid for Dennis Prager, Heather McDonald, many others. We canceled that event because we couldn't put it on. I don't know how much it's going to cost my team, but I know this. It's at least $20,000 that's just down the drain. Oh, you can move it. You can do it. Let me tell you something. It isn't that simple. We've lost money, so I can imagine. I know these restaurants are losing money. All these small businesses, and President Trump's going, we're going to take care of you. Guess what? We happen to have the money because of our trade agreements, the money that I put back into the economy with tax cuts, etc. But we're going to do even more. And you know what? We'll take a GDP hit. I'll take this hit. The Chinese did it, though. That's why I'm going to call it the Chinese virus. Because I'm going to remind you they did it. It wasn't us. It wasn't the Italians. It wasn't any other Europeans. It wasn't the French. It wasn't the Germans. It was the Chinese. And so the Chinese have a misinformation campaign. How dare you? It is racist to call us, to call it the Chinese virus. It is very xenophobic. It is this, that, and the other. And you know what? The Democrats love it. They love to play along with it. The Democrats should be 100% united with the president on this. And they won't do it. They won't do it. It's not politically expedient. When you're trying to get Joe Biden elected and you want him to look presidential, you can't let Donald Trump look like he's doing a good job. You can't say anything positive. I saw a tweet where somebody said that Donald Trump was profiting from this. The man who gives away his salary, bona fide, who's lost over $1 billion, gave up all of his interest in business to become president, and they say he's profiting from a virus that started in China. Now, you explain to me how he profited. Is he in the pharmaceutical business? Let me tell you something. It wouldn't shock me if it was Chuck Schumer or Pelosi saying this, because I'm going to tell you something. There are Democrats who are profiting. They're riding the stock market curve. They're investing in the people that have the cures or whatever else. They're gonna profit, and you're gonna be able to do nothing. They're not gonna be able to be gotten for insider trading or anything. They're gonna make serious money in this so-called crisis. Do we have an update? I'll tell you this: as of Wednesday afternoon, maybe I don't remember, because I don't remember the numbers, but I'll tell you this. Only 100 people, the number had gotten to 100, that have died from the coronavirus year to date. I jokingly said more people have died of paper cuts than have died of the Wuhan Chinese virus.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration's efforts to curb the coronavirus crisis is relentless.
This was something that happened that was, some people would say, an act of God. I don't view it as an act of God. I would view it as something that just surprised the whole world.
As Congress considers a bill to send stimulus checks to Americans, the Washington Post is reporting that two payments of $2,000 would be sent to many Americans. The bill calls for the first payments to be issued beginning April 6th, with another wave of payments beginning May 18th. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham voted for the bill, but says he'd much rather have folks keep their jobs.
I'm not looking to send people a government check. I'm looking to keep their paychecks coming.
And Democratic presidential candidate Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is suspending her campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I spoke to the president this morning again. He is ready, willing, and able to help. I've been speaking with members of his staff late last night, early this morning. We need their help, especially on the hospital capacity issue. We need FEMA. FEMA has tremendous resources. When I was at HUD, I worked with FEMA. I know what they can do. I know what the Army Corps of Engineers can do. They have a capacity that we simply do not have. I said to the president, who is a New Yorker, who I've known for many, many years, I put my hand out in partnership. I want to work together 100%. I need your help. I want your help. And New Yorkers will do everything they can to be good partners with the federal government. I think the president was 100% sincere in saying that he wanted to work together in partnership, in a spirit of cooperation. I can tell you the actions he has taken evidence that. His team has been on it. I know a team when they're on it. I know a team when they're not on it. His team is on it. They've been responsive late at night, early in the morning, and they've thus far been doing everything that they can do. And I want to say thank you, and I want to say that I appreciate it. And they will have nothing but cooperation and partnership from the state of New York. And we're not Democrats, and we're not Republicans. We are Americans at the end of the day. That's who we are. And that's who we are when we are at our best.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was wondering, what has the president got on these governors? Because these guys are too cooperative. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Super cooperative. That was Cuomo. Cuomo can't stand Donald Trump. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. I'm not telling you something you don't already know. Cuomo cannot stand Donald Trump. He is a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat who sees Donald Trump as an enemy of a level that I can't even imagine. And you can't get more praise than that from a Democrat to Donald Trump. It doesn't exist. Because like I was at this board meeting for education stuff at SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, which is we're trying to change the whole trajectory of education. And I was at a school board meeting. Actually, it was a working session. And a lady who can't stand me, her sister's on the board. She's an attorney representing tribal issues. Black ladies, both of them. And the sister, the attorney of the board member, sat at my table, wouldn't look at me, would not make eye contact, didn't say hello, nothing, sat down with an attitude, oh, I know who you are, you know, Oh, typical, get, you know, let that ghetto kind of whatever. And I was like, okay, fine. Don't let the smooth taste fool you with me. I can be just as ghetto. So I didn't say anything to her. Anyway, so we're talking about all these different issues and stuff. And I said to her, she was talking about her daughter is transitioning to be a boy. This is a kid. Now, I think it's silly for a parent to let a, I don't know how old this kid is, 9 or 10 or 12 or whatever, but transitioning from a girl to a boy feels like she's a boy. So the parents are letting her transition. I don't care. So she was like, and my child gets bullied and this, that, and the other. And I said, well, you know what? I'm really sorry that your child is that. Because maybe I told this story the other day, but I was like, I care about your child's ability to learn. And as a teacher, while I can't affect everything that's going to happen in society, what I can impact is how your child feels when they hit my class. And all I would care about is the humanity of your son. If that's what your son, your daughter slash son wants to be, I will treat him as a him. And I will care about his humanity and his ability to learn in my class. That's all I care about. If I saw your son in public, I would recognize his humanity. And I said, but what I won't allow is for somebody to look at your kid, forget gender, and say, because of the color of their skin, they're affirmative action, or they're dumb, they can't do this or that. See, that has no gender, that has no sexuality, none of it. That's what I care about, because I'm an engineer who graduated and went out and designed products, and I didn't feel like I was an affirmative action case. I wanted people to treat me normally. And I went on. And she goes, well, my father felt the same way as you do, Mr. Jackson. And she went away after, I mean, this woman hated me. She was making full eye contact and trying to explain, you know, her position on it. And I go, look, you're not going to convince me of the way you think. But what I will tell you is this. You're going to be convinced that all I want is what's best for your kid. And I'm going to do everything I can to make what's best for your kid so that there is no idea that, oh, you're a woman, so you must not be qualified. So she goes on to tell me a story about when she went to visit a law firm, they thought she was a coffee girl or a clerk. And I'm the top of my law class, and la, 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 and I went, exactly. So I'm not going to let that happen. So she leaves, and she writes up this report that's practically glowing. It's as close as you can get to glowing. Because what she said was, well, I disagree with Mr. Jackson on many things. He was not the ogre. You know, effectively, she said, he wasn't the ogre I thought he was. And here was the key phrase. He reminded me of my father. Not because I'm old, because I'm good looking. No, because her father experienced the same thing as an engineer where people thought he was affirmative action. And he goes, no, I'm qualified. And she said she'd heard her dad saying this. And I go, yeah. So, look, we can differ. But she moved over. I didn't move an inch. I'm going to be blunt. I didn't move an inch. Let me tell you what's going on right now with Donald Trump. He is not moving one inch from what he is with MAGA. But you know what's happening to those other people? You know what's happening to Cuomo and Gavin Newsom and Dana Bash of CNN and many other people listening to them? They are moving. Donald Trump is not moving. When the Rock of Gibraltar is not going to move. The things move around it. Trump is the same guy from the moment he took office till right now. His core beliefs are the same. And by the way, conservatives, God-fearing conservatives, you are the same way. You don't need to move. I went to that meeting. That there was nothing that lady said that changed my mind about a single thing, a single issue related to kids. I believe the education system is racist. I think it wastes its time on diversity, equity, and inclusion nonsense. It should be looking for the best of a student and focusing on that and not focusing on all these, oh, you a product of slavery, Kevin, and you got to be mad at somebody. No, I don't. There is nothing in my degree plan of electrical engineering, computer science, and math, or art, or science of any type, or, you know, chemistry, that has to do with me feeling bad and demoralized about slavery. Nothing. even in ethnic studies. They should be looking for the things that make these kids feel better. And you know, that's what Donald Trump does. He approaches America and says, we're going to find the beauty of our country. And you know what he's been focused on this whole time? He says, America will overcome. There is no virus that's going to wipe us out. There's no economic pandemic, financial, same thing, medical pandemic. Nothing is going to wipe out this country because we have God on our side and we have something that no other country has. We have the American spirit. People dismiss it because they don't understand it. Kids are not being taught. You know what happens when you're born in a completely free country where you have no excuses? You tend to succeed. And what Dana Bash said is, Donald Trump has been remarkable. You want to know what's remarkable? She's saying he doesn't let us feel fear. He says we're on top of it. You know what Cuomo said? He's on top of it to a level I've never seen. Let me tell you something, folks. Words that will never come out of the mouths of anybody with anything Obama's ever done. Remarkable. He's answered every question. He's done it all. Look, when he was dealing with criminal justice reform, I played you a clip of Van Jones who said the president, everything they told me, they lived up to. If they said they were going to do it, they did it. Even if it meant they would take a hit politically. Those were Van Jones' words in a paraphrase way. He says it didn't matter. He goes, where I thought, okay, it's time for them to throw me under the bus. Van Jones said they didn't do it. Their word was bond. And now you got Cuomo and you got Gavin Newsom saying essentially the same thing. Not that you need validation, folks, but they're validating what you already know. They're the ones now moving people over going, what? There are people listening to Cuomo and all these other, and Gavin Newsom and Dana Bash and others and going, whoa, we gotta rethink this. Yeah, bring on Joe Biden. Watch what
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing. Germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from in this country? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections. Salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol. It's true. It's true. Well, they don't want you to get an infection. And you can see their point. Wouldn't want some guy to go to hell and be sick. It would take a lot of the sportsmanship out of the whole execution. What do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're weak and you got a weak immune system.
That's classic George Carlin. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, is The Kevin Jackson Show. You can get more of us at thekevinjacksonshow.com. George Carlin, giving the truth. By the way, that was like a 6-minute set that he did. We only did about 2 minutes of it, and I had to carve it up. The producers carved it up to take out some of the language, but he's spot on. Carlin's spot on. And what's funny is, this is decades ago that he's talking about the very situation we find ourselves in. We give up our rights in order to feel safe. De Blasio says, we're shutting down all the gyms. We're shutting down restaurants. But I guarantee you, De Blasio, who we know goes to the gym, is also calling up his restaurant buddies and saying, hey, open up for me. I'm going to have a few friends over. Do you think that these very wealthy people, that the restaurants are being closed? Let me tell you something. Very wealthy people can clear out a restaurant and say, I'm going to come in and bring a few friends. They'll call the mayor and say, they're going to open up the restaurant for me. These rules don't apply to them. They apply to you. The elitists are the ones who are taking away your rights. Oh, we're going to cancel school for the rest of the year. Really? Arbitrarily? How many people do you think can absorb the idea of, well, wait a minute, I don't have child care available for this or that. My kids are, you know, when they're in school, I gotta work. I don't have the child care available to have my eight year at home by themselves. You know, I've planned my life around what the government has set up with their school system. And the government goes, here it is, I don't care. Do you think Donald Trump did this? Nope. Governors are the people who did this. And the reason why they did it is because they want that lowest common denominator voter, that average Joe, to believe the federal government is the reason you did this. Donald Trump's, as they would like to say, incompetence. The problem they're having now is governors like Cuomo, governors like Gavin Newsom, and even pundits like Dana Bash are now saying the president has handled this amazingly. And think about the opportunity where these guys are the ones that said, we're going to send you home over this Wuhan China virus, which the president has made it clear it is China's fault. And then the president goes, hey, look, we're going to give you guys $1,000 to tide you over. And guess what's going to happen when you find out that only 200 people, 1,000 people died of 330 million Americans, this pandemic that was supposed to destroy us all ends up being, wash your hands. That's it. Wash your hands. Every now and then. You don't have to go crazy. Last time I checked, the mortality rate in the world is 100%. I had to look it up. I want to be sure, but it's 100%. Now, there are those going, Kevin, how do you know? Because there's still people alive. I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet that long after I'm gone, people are still going to be dying. And I'm going to make you another bet. People are not going to live forever, ever. I'm going to give you an absolute. They will not live forever, ever. Oh, man, you can't tell me that, man. You're not God. Would it surprise you to learn that the World Health Organization lied to you? The same way that the leftists have been lying to you, who have been trying to raise people to abject fear? Let me tell you a quick story. One of my best friends, he and his wife, have been trying to get his mother-in-law, his wife's mother, out of a nursing home to come stay with them for a few weeks during this whole period. because the mother-in-law is very nervous. They've got the place on lockdown there. It's getting worse and worse and worse in the facility. They won't even let people visit and things like this. And my friend's mom, mother-in-law, will not come to stay with her own daughter and son-in-law, who, by the way, treat them like, you know, they obviously treat them amazingly. But she won't come because she says, I don't want to have to, when I get back, I don't want to be treated like a pariah. I don't want people going, well, you were gone, so you got to go into quarantine. So she won't get to see her friends and all this. And people are going to be looking at her like, you stay away from me. That's the kind of hysteria. You have people, I mean, I heard of this story of a couple crying in a parking lot because they didn't want to go in the grocery store. The wife was crying because she didn't want to go in the grocery store because she thought she could contract the Wuhan China virus and bring it back to her husband, both of them in their 80s. But they wanted to go in because they like, it's a feeding frenzy. We're not going to have any food. They got charged up to believe that if they don't go now, they're not going to survive because they don't have any food. You're not going to have enough to survive the apocalypse. This is the stuff that leftists are doing. These are the types of tactics that they use just to make some political hay. Let me tell you something. If Barack Obama were president and he did exactly what Donald Trump does, has been doing, I would have no criticism. I believe this of you too. I believe in conservatives that we can be pragmatists when the time comes, that we can look past. Barack Obama could have the worst. Hell, I would be saying this. Wow, it's great that Barack Obama's doing this. Thankfully, he's doing it because his Obamacare system is not ready to manage all of the people who could get sick. But the good news for him would be the media wouldn't be creating a frenzy. How do I know this? Because it's already been done. It was done with swine flu. Barack Obama missed the window to cut people off, open borders policies, and I could go on. And he had millions of people who got swine flu. I think tens of thousands of them died. Hundreds of thousands of them ended up in the hospital. And the media didn't say, well, we didn't shut down a school. We didn't shut down restaurants. We didn't shut down sporting events. None of it. One of my friends on Twitter tweeted about his bout with swine flu, said it almost killed him. Said, man, it was a horrible type of flu. Nothing. I mean, just deal with it. So, you know, I'm looking at this whole situation and trying to look at it objectively. And I'm going back to Carlin, who said, they like to get us worked into a frenzy. These leftists, these media types, the people that want to set the narratives, because they want that power. I want you to think about the amount of power they have to say, hey, you've been paying for these schools, so what? We're sending your kids home. You're going to deal with it. Pick up another bill. Oh, you want to go to that job? No, we're not going to let you do it. Oh, you were going to have a wedding? Cancel it. Your wedding party was over 50? Cancel it. You know how long women plan their weddings? A year in advance or longer. A friend of mine did her, I think she called it a B'nai Mitzvah. It was for two of her sons. They're twins. She says, we got in 3 days under the window, Kevin. She says, but friends of ours who planned their bar mitzvah for their son, they missed the window. A year of preparation for this kid. People flying in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.